Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning.
I knew you were going to make it in. I didn't have any doubts about that.
Well, you know, I got up and climbed in my locally made, Delta Township made Saturn Outlook and drove right through those snowdrifts.
I knew you were going to say that, too. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines as we have State Representative Mark Meadows on the line with us. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Although I'm in the Northland, you know, I don't think we got quite the snow that everybody else did, but I have my American-made Jeep with me, and I'm sure I'll be back this afternoon.
Where are you, Mark?
I'm in Grayling, Michigan. I'm sitting on the banks of the Isabel River, looking at the river go by right now.
Well, how did we get more snow than you?
I don't know. In fact, we were predicted somewhere between 9 and 11 inches, and my guess is, based on looking out here, we might have gotten a couple.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to have a cup of coffee with us this morning. For the next half hour, we're going to talk about Governor Rick Snyder's proposed budget. Before we do that, we normally don't use labels. When we have state representatives and state senators on, we just call them by name. But for the sake of this discussion, I wanted to make sure I had a Republican. I wanted to make sure that I had a Democrat. I wanted to make sure I had a state senator. And I wanted to make sure I had a state representative. Before we get started, tell me what you think about this guy, Rick Jones. What do you know about this guy?
Well, we've worked pretty good together, actually. I think Rick and I agree on quite a lot of things, actually. We're probably divided on the issues that generally divide Republicans and Democrats, but there's most of the work that we do at the legislature, and I don't think people actually notice this, is pretty much voted on and unanimously passed. And so Rick and I have worked together on a lot of issues, and I think we're going to be working again together as the year goes on.
All right, Rick, as you know, Grand Ledge and East Lansing have a fierce competitive competition, especially in football. They're rivals. What do you know about this guy, Mark Meadows?
Well, in fact, we do have a fierce rivalry. In fact, I had a bet of a six-pack of root beer with one of Mark's staffers, and I won. But Mark and I work real well together. In fact, we're currently working on a package that will save millions of dollars. It streamlines the commutation of dying, harmless inmates. And we've been pushing this for years. I feel the legislature was a little dysfunctional. They didn't get it passed last year, but Mark and I are going to do it this time.
Talk about the details of the bill.
Well, currently, an inmate in prison, the taxpayers have to pay every single nickel of their medical care. So we actually have inmates that are dying, some of them in a vegetative state. Some of them, they have to go in and read their parole rights to them when it comes up once a year. And, if we just released them into a hospice or a home-type situation, Medicare would pick in, and the feds would help us with the costs. Or perhaps they got a spouse with some insurance. There's a lot of different things we could do when we get them on the outside. And I want to emphasize again, this is only the harmless inmates.
How much would it save?
Well, one estimate I had was $30 million. Department of Corrections last year was saying, well, maybe it's only $4 million. I suspect that it's somewhere in between there. It depends on the year. It depends on how sick the inmates are.
And, Mark, you obviously like the bill, too.
Yeah, I love the bill, actually, and I think it made no sense that it didn't pass two sessions in a row. We just we got out of the House. We never could get out of the Senate. Now we got a senator over there who can get it done. So we're going to get it done this time.
Before we talk about some other items, Mark, any other bills you working on that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think actually we have a whole host of bills going in. As you know, I'm still assistant leader, although on the Democratic side this time I'm only working on bills for other Democratic legislators. But we have a whole host of things that we're working on. We have a package on economic development that we think will be very beneficial to putting people back to work, which is, I think, the number one objective of both Rick and I to go into this.
Mark, I want to get your take on what's going on in Wisconsin. The governor has taken some drastic measures over there. Their budget deficit is about $3 billion, an extra billion as opposed to what we have here in Michigan. And I find the story very compelling from the aspect that you've got so many people who are trying to voice displeasure, although if you see the polls, the general population supports what the governor's doing. But when you look at what's happening here in the state of Michigan, we haven't had to go to those drastic measures because it appears that the union people here understand what may need to be done. They may not like it. They may not be used to it. I want to get your take on that and what you see going on in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, what I see going on in Wisconsin, and I think that depending on your viewpoint on what the governor there was trying to do, you might have a different viewpoint on whether it's good or bad happening in Wisconsin. But really, the people who are demonstrating at the Capitol are people who are exercising their constitutional right. I mean, really, that's all that is. Here, the governor has indicated he wants $180 million in employee concessions. He's going into the collective bargaining time period that we have for these contracts because they're up in October, and I hope he's successful in reaching an agreement with the unions on how we're going to go forward in Michigan. As to the issue of the legislators fleeing the state of Wisconsin, reminds me of Texas a few years ago. They had that happen down there, too. You know, I can't see that ever happening here, to tell you the truth. You know, I don't think we're ever going to be in a position where we just disappear to keep a quorum from coming together. In fact, I don't even know if we could do it here, to tell you the truth. I think we've got a unique constitution, and I'm not sure that we could just climb on a bus and go someplace else. And so that it really is a kicker and makes it very interesting to watch in Wisconsin.
Mark, before I ask Rick the same question, should the Democratic Party, should Barack Obama be involved in what's going on there?
No. This is a state issue. And I if you don't know me, if you do know me, you know that I've got, I'm not the biggest fan of the federal government, so I would say the feds stay out of Michigan, let us handle our own stuff, and I think the same thing's true for Wisconsin.
Rick, what's your take on what you see going on over in Wisconsin?
Well, you've got a group of folks that disagree, and as long as they stay peaceful and protest, I have no problem with that. You know, we've had a number of demonstrations on the Capitol here in Lansing. No problem. And as far as senators leaving the state, I think that's a little ridiculous. When I served in minority the last 4 years, if I disagreed with the governor, I would, stand on the Capitol lawn and talk to the media and tell them what I thought. I wouldn't flee. And I think that's the way you handle it, with good discussion.
Is that cowardice? Is that ducking the issue as opposed to just challenging it head first?
Well, I'm sure they don't see it that way, but it just sends a bad message. You got to think about what kind of message are we sending to the college students and the high school students out there when you leave the state instead of staying there for the fight. So I don't think it's a good one.
Rick, before we go to break, do you have to take collective bargaining away from union workers, from state employees, to get done what you need to get done, or can it be done using other avenues?
It can be done using other avenues, no doubt in it.
Why do you think they chose that road over there?
Well, perhaps they're in a lot worse shape than we are. I think their numbers are worse, and I think we're going to turn this state around, and I think the unions know they got to work with us.